Now, the effort to turn around General Motors is picking up speed. The automaker announced last month that it plans to close plants and offer early retirement incentives to more than 100,000 employees. And this week, GM started raising some of the cash it will need by selling off valuable assets. Some analysts, though, say the company is burning the furniture to heat the house. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
When you're as big as GM, turnarounds don't come cheap. Just getting itself out of its commitments to Delphi, a parts maker GM used to own, is expected to cost the company more than $5 billion. GM has no idea how much the employee buyouts its offering will ultimately cost, but it's raised $14 billion recently by selling a majority stake in its finance unit.
It's basically a survival mode right now.
Stephen Sackley is an economist at the Center for Automotive Research. He says because GM is being forced to spend so much on restructuring, spending in other areas like research and development probably won't be going up much.
In the long run, you cannot be outspent in research and development every year. To be outspent every year means that eventually your product will just become so old and so outdated that you won't be able to sell it at a reasonable price and make any money.
GM still spends a lot on research. The company's R&D budget last year was $6.7 billion, up slightly from the previous year. But by the measure analysts like to use, research and development as a percentage of total revenue, GM ranks near the bottom. According to an analysis by PricewaterhouseCoopers, Fiat allocates a higher percentage for R&D than GM, as does virtually every other major car company. CEO and Chairman Richard Wagoner admits global competition is forcing the automaker to make big changes quickly, but he bristles at the accusation GM isn't building quality cars and trucks.
If there's a criticism of the company that bothers me, it is this thought that, you know, our products are not as good as they could be. You know, I think if you just look at the products we've introduced over the last 6 months alone, ranging from the Chevy HHR to the Pontiac Solstice, even our harshest critics are looking and saying we are doing very competitive products.
But analysts say even with some new models selling well, GM cars and trucks simply aren't keeping up with the competition.
The guts of the car business is really based upon the engineering and the internal parts of the car that nobody sees.
Martin Anderson is a senior lecturer at Babson College. He's followed the auto industry for decades. He says another reason rivals like Toyota have been able to outpace GM is they aren't hampered by a production system where parts and components have to go into multiple vehicles.
It's much easier for Toyota to target its product investment. If General Motors invests in new engines, those engines are going into three or four different brands at the same time, and they can't target their investment in technology to the exact buyer that they're trying to go for.
Still, the automaker is not without resources, and analysts say despite its financial problems, GM's long history could actually be the thing that helps it to survive. They say the struggling automaker can pull from some of the design work it's done in the past. They say it's also entirely possible a smaller GM with less bureaucracy will be able to move and innovate more quickly. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.